Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a new team. Yes, I have a new football team. You could call me a team hopper these days, but I didn't start off as a team hopper. I fell in love with a quarterback, one player, Kirk Cousins. I know what everybody about to say. How you like that bum? All he did was take money, la da 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 la, woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. I know, Kirk done got paid through all this NFL career, and kudos to him, he deserved every dollar. Now, how did Kirk become my favorite player? Well, I tell you, the year was 2012. The Washington Redskins, at that time, that was their name, they drafted two quarterbacks, RG3 in the first round, Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. Now, I was all in on RG3. That's Robert Griffin III. I thought his rookie season was electric. It brought something to the fan base that we haven't had or seen in a very long time. Like, that feeling of winning. Man, RG3 brung that, I can't lie. And kudos to him for his rookie season. He did his thing. But he got hurt. He wanted to be something that he never was. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. The first time I saw RG3, I really didn't know anything about this kid in Baylor. Because I really didn't watch too much college football. And I can't lie, and I shouldn't. But I really didn't know anything about RG3. And I didn't even at the time go back to YouTube and really look at his clips and this and that. And so I'm thinking this kid got to be good. But first game, preseason, rookie. First rookie game, first preseason game. I saw this kid take a snap under center. If my eyes, eyes that are not NFL trained, I'm not a scout. Not an offensive coordinator. I'm not nothing dealing with the NFL. But if I could see that this guy couldn't play in the pocket, I know that they could see it. And right then, I call my cousin. This is no lie. This is so true. I say, cuz, listen, this dude cannot play in the pocket. When the season starts, I promise you, every play, he's going to be in the shotgun. And I don't know if my cousin can remember that, but I know I called him and I told him that, and I was right. First game, when he first, against the Saints, shotgun. Shotgun up until he got hurt, and God forbid, why did he get hurt? He came back too soon, but Kirk Cousins, I saw him, same preseason game, rookie, and I'm like, yo, this kid got something. This kid can play in the pocket. And I knew right then that Kirk Cousins was going to be around longer than RG3. It didn't have anything to do with race, color, none of that. I just knew from the skill set. But you let people tell it was racist. But it really wasn't. RG3 did not have the skill set to translate over to the NFL. If you go back and look at his college film, he was a kind of quarterback that looked to the sideline to get the play. So that means he's not calling the play. He's looking to the sideline. So the coach is reading the defense for him, sending the play in. And he execute that play. That's not quarterback in the NFL. You got to be able to read that thing. And you got 3 to 5 seconds to read it. So true. And Kirk was good at it. So now, Kirk get a chance to start. But 2015, play a couple more seasons. I said, okay, my boy can play. I was right. Washington had a chance to resign him. They didn't. He go to Minnesota. You know, spend six good seasons in Minnesota. Six solid seasons. Won one playoff game, but that's cool. But he made it, what, twice, I think? Well, but he made it. And now, I'm happy to say, he's a dirty bird. So Atlanta is my new team. I'm a Falcons fan up until the day Kirk Cousins leave that team. Now, I know, like, man, how you leave your original team? Because they was losing. And the front office was stupid. Like, I don't have time to root for. Because, you know, if you stay with me for a second, like, man, you know, rooting for a team have a lot of emotion. Like, you put a lot of emotion into that football team, win, lose, or draw. It could lead to arguments. It could lead to fights. Hell, it could lead to a relationship being damaged and could never be repaired from the words that two people have just said to one another about a damn team or a game or a player. So with that being said, I had to leave the Redskins. I'm sorry, the Commanders. Because they wasn't doing anything. The front office was making piss poor decisions. It was a tic-tac kind of deal. Bruce Allen was an idiot. He was not a good general manager. He was more of a great ass kisser than general manager. And when we did bring in a decent guy to run the team, they shit canned him. Gruden wasn't a bad coach, but he wasn't a great coach. That was Jay Gruden. So, at the end of the day, I think Kurt did the right thing by leaving and going to Minnesota. Now, my honest opinion, I did not think he was going to leave the Vikings. I thought he was going to retire a Viking. He was going to end his career as a Viking. And I thought, and, you know, I got to agree with a lot of other people, I thought Minnesota gave him his best chance to win a Super Bowl this year. So, I say if Atlanta have a chance to do, you know what, I'm not gonna put nothing bad on the season because I know my boy can go all damn ball. He's a good quarterback, ATL. Don't believe the hype. You know, don't believe that he's a stat patter, this, that, and the third. I'm telling y'all, getting a quarterback once he get healthy. This is the first time he ever been hurt. He's an Iron Man, believe me. Guy don't get hurt first time ever. So all I got to say is stick with him. Trust me, ATL. We're going to win some games this year. And yes, I just said it. We. Yes. I'm glad to be. You know, once I used to root for the Falcons. I can't lie. The Falcons. With Michael Vick. You know Michael Vick from home. From Newport News. So, of course, ATL always been the second team. Green Bay was the third. I always, you know, Brett Favre. I grew up loving Favre. Favre was a bad boy. But yes. On my new team, I'm on my third team in how many years now? Seven? Eight? But yes, I'm on my third team. So here we go. And we're going to have a good season this year. That sounds strange saying we. Yes, ATL, Atlanta, Falcons. Let's get it, baby. Kirk Cousins, let's go. And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. If you like what you hear, share the podcast. Tell people about me. I told y'all how I'm doing it. I'm doing it like it's 1999, like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. Help a brother out. You know what I mean? Tell people about me. Share the podcast. And thank you to all the new listeners. I love y'all, man. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. I'm out.